From Spark and Anvil and Geneforge, this is Trace, in Chapter 1 of the Geneforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Trace hummed a quiet tune, lining up small, colorful cards, some squares, some circles, some filled in, some left empty. Trace was a meerkat tween with soft cream-colored fur and a hint of amber in the light and sharp eyes that saw patterns everywhere. Their chunky lap tunic had big pockets, all of them stuffed with cards. On the table sat a special tracker shaped like a tiny family tree, lines connecting the squares and circles. This was Trace's lineage tracker. "Follow the trait through generations," Trace whispered, their motto said often. "Lineage is data." Trace fell in love with family trees because of one very ordinary, very wonderful hum. "When I was little," Trace said, "I noticed I hummed the exact same three-note tune my grandmother did, the same one my mother hummed while she cooked. Nobody taught me. It was just there, tucked inside me, passed down like a little inherited song." Trace smiled. "I ran to my grandmother, so excited, and asked how a tune could travel through three whole generations." She sat Trace down and drew the very first lineage tracker in the sand. Circles and squares, filled and empty, a line for each hum. "See," she said, "you can follow it. A thing that runs in a family leaves a trail you can read, generation to generation. That's all a family tree is, a map of what got passed along." Trace's eyes had gone wide. "From that day, I saw trails everywhere," Trace said, "and I learned the most important rule too. It's only data, a map of what's passed down, never a ladder of who's better. Everyone on the tree belongs."
A small knock came at the door. "Come in," Trace called. Pip poked their head in, full of questions as always. "Trace, can you help me? It's about my family. There's this thing, the great giggle snort. My Uncle Barry does it, my cousin Tina does it, but my mom doesn't, and my dad definitely doesn't." Trace's eyes lit up. "A trait? Excellent. Let's track it." They pulled out a fresh lineage tracker sheet.
"First, we map your family," Trace explained. "Squares for males, circles for females. If someone has the giggle snort, we fill in their shape. If they don't, we leave it empty." "So Uncle Barry's a filled square," Pip said, "and Tina's a filled circle." "Good. Now your grandparents, mom's side first." Pip thought hard. "Grandma Lily definitely snorts when she laughs. Grandpa Joe? Never." Trace drew a filled circle for Lily, an empty square for Joe, and connected them down to Pip's mom, an empty circle. "Wait," Pip said. "Grandma Lily snorts, but mom doesn't. How?" Trace smiled. "Ah, the plot thickens." They kept mapping, dad's side all empty, then Pip and Pip's brother Leo. "Leo has the giggle snort," Pip exclaimed. "He sounds like a tiny pig." Trace drew Leo a filled square, Pip an empty circle. "Now look," Trace said, pointing. "Leo has it, but neither of his parents do. How?" Pip's eyes went huge. "That's impossible." "It means the trait can hide," Trace said. "It skips a generation, then pops back up. It's called recessive inheritance. Both parents secretly carry a hidden part of the trait without showing it and can pass it on." Pip laughed. "So mom and dad are secret snorters?" "They carry the potential," Trace clarified, "not the snort itself. It's just data. Nobody's a better laugher for it." They pointed elsewhere on the tree. "And Uncle Barry's side, where it shows in every generation, that's a different pattern, dominant." Then Trace grew gentle. "And Pip, this matters. We're only reading patterns of traits here. We never share anyone's private family business. Lineage is data. It helps us see how things get passed down. It's never about judging anyone." Pip nodded seriously. "Right, just data. So the giggle snort is recessive in my family. That's cool."
Pip left with a filled and empty family tree of their own, off to find every secret snorter on the branches. Trace tidied cards away, then looked at the little lineage tracker one last time. All those circles and squares, everyone belonging, none above another. A warm, content feeling settled over them.
You know what I love most? Trace murmured to the empty room, thinking of Thet. Seeing a kid light up finding their family's little secret. Every family tree was its own kind of beautiful. A hidden song, a giggle snort, a trail across time. And getting to trace one with someone and watch them feel proud and cozy and part of something bigger than themselves made Trace feel, quietly and completely, exactly the same way.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trace. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.